Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines.
Jim Harbaugh feared the worst with regard to Ronnie Bell, and his concern was confirmed over the weekend. Michigan star wideout and co-captain suffered a serious right knee injury that will keep him sidelined for the remainder of the season, Harbaugh confirmed on Monday. The news comes after Bell had to be carted off the Michigan Stadium field following a punt return in Michigan's 47-14 win over Western Michigan on Saturday. It's a shame, Harbaugh said. Ronnie was one of our players of the game. He was having a phenomenal game along with Blake Corum, making the big plays, carrying our offense early. It's true, before Bell absorbed the tackle that injured him, he had returned the punt 31 yards, got loose for a 76-yard touchdown catch that gave Michigan a 17-7 lead, and even hauled in a miraculous one-handed catch that was later erased by a questionable pass interference penalty. Bell, a senior from Kansas City, Missouri, entered the season as Michigan's most experienced, productive wide receiver. He led the Wolverines in receptions and receiving yards in 2020 and emerged as Michigan's top target in 2019 with a team-high 48 catches for 758 yards. He's the heart and soul of the wide receiver room, Michigan receiver A.J. Henning said. Just seeing him go down, it's tough. We're all going to do our job in stepping up and filling that role, all of the receivers and everybody on the offense, because everyone wants to do it for him. That's the kind of guy he is. He's the captain on this team. He's really well respected on this team, and you just hate to see that for him.
The Michigan men's basketball team's path to repeating as Big Ten champs has been laid out. The Big Ten unveiled the conference schedule this week, thus finalizing Michigan's 2021-22 schedule. It's a challenging one. Seton Hall and San Diego State visit Chrysler. Michigan travels to North Carolina and Central Florida and will play in a four-team tournament in Las Vegas. Michigan has a tough start to the new year when Big Ten play resumes in January. At Rutgers, Michigan State, Purdue, at Illinois, Maryland. The Wolverines should be well-equipped to handle it. Michigan will likely be ranked in the top 10 of preseason polls on the strength of its returners, notably Hunter Dickinson, and an elite freshman class. Michigan won the Big Ten and came within a game of the Final Four last season. Similar success is on the table this year.
Saturday's game against Washington will affect more than just Michigan's record. The Wolverines are scheduled to host dozens of recruits at Michigan Stadium for a primetime showdown against the Huskies team that entered the year ranked number 20. For a Michigan team coming off a 2-4 year and an offseason that included head coach Jim Harbaugh making several changes on his coaching staff, Saturday is an opportunity to quell any doubts some prospects might have regarding the stability of the program. I think having the type of recruits we have coming up this weekend is going to impact the entire class, first-year defensive backs coach Steve Klinksdale said, but we got to take care of business. We got to win the game. Your best recruiting tool is preparing, going out there, and executing. I think if we perform well, the group of recruits that we have here, hopefully it continues to build and they decide to come here. We have a lot of really big-time guys coming. I'm looking forward to it. Many of the team's commits will be in attendance Saturday, but so will most of its top remaining targets, including five-star defensive tackle Walter Nolan, five-star cornerback Damani Jackson, who is currently committed to USC, five-star offensive tackle Josh Connerly, four-star linebacker Lander Barton, and four-star defensive tackle Deion Walker.
It's only week two, but Ohio State remains in the minds of Michigan's players as they get ready for a marquee non-conference opponent. On Monday, unprompted, senior safety Brad Hawkins brought up the Buckeyes, Michigan's chief rival to the South, In response to a question about the team's Saturday night opponent, Washington, the Huskies dropped their season opener in FCS Montana over the weekend, a loss Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh called irrelevant this week in an effort to keep his team motivated. "You can't worry about what happened last week," Hawkins said. "It's a new week. It's college football. College football is full of surprises. You just got to come out every week and give the team that you're playing your best effort, your best game." Then Hawkins continued, "We're going to come out this week like any other week. Prepare every single week like we're playing Ohio State. That's how we're going to do it every single week." At Big Ten Media Days in July, after an offseason of change that included an overhaul of the coaching staff, players say the focus returned to catching the Buckeyes. Signs have been posted around Schembechler Hall with the phrase, "What are you doing to beat Ohio State today?" And players have been more open about talking about the Buckeyes. Michigan's lost 8 straight games and 15 of their last 16 to Ohio State, winners of 4 straight Big Ten championships. Last year's game was called off due to rising COVID-19 cases at Michigan. "We're preparing every day like we're playing Ohio State," starting tight end Joel Hollingford said. "If we continue to prepare like that every day and just focus on that, it doesn't matter who we're going against. We're going to give it our best. It doesn't matter if it's Washington, Western Michigan, Rutgers, Ohio State. We're preparing the same every week to really show out."
Michigan fifth-year senior Joel Hollingford has the validation he was looking for after his offseason transformation. The former offensive lineman turned tight end has lost about 50 pounds in the past year and has carved out a role for himself at his new position. The now 255-pound Hollingford played sparingly in his first 3 years at Michigan as other linemen continued to vault over him on the depth chart. But head coach Jim Harbaugh saw a path for Hollingford to earn more playing time at the start of preseason camp in 2020 by moving to tight end. The former 3-star recruit from Ohio eagerly obliged. He struggled to cut weight last season and hovered around 285 pounds, too heavy to be used as a traditional tight end and too light to move back to offensive line. His college eligibility clock was waning heading into 2021, so he dedicated himself to eating right, turning back 4 to 5 meals per day to 2, and improving his speed. After meeting with Michigan strength coach Ben Herbert and performance dietitian Abigail O'Connor this spring, his offseason efforts were discernible. Hollingford said he hasn't been at his current weight since he was a sophomore in high school. "We did like body scans to tell us where our lean mass is, our fat mass is, stuff like that," Hollingford told reporters Tuesday. "I think I did one in January and then did one again in May, and I was down like 20-some pounds. I can't remember exactly, but I had lost 27 pounds of fat mass and put on 9 pounds of muscle mass, and that's how I knew. I was like, all right, this is possible. Just feel so much better moving. Feel like I can run faster, and lateral quickness, things like that, is a lot better."
Michigan safety Daxton Hill has a lot of experience defending Giles Jackson, and will perhaps get another opportunity this week. The previous instances occurred at practice. Saturday's potential matchup will take place under the lights, in front of fans, at Michigan Stadium. Jackson transferred in the spring to Washington, which visits the Big House on Saturday night. If you remember Jackson, you likely picture him returning a kickoff for a touchdown, which he did once as a freshman, wearing number 15, and again last season, wearing number 0. He also caught 24 passes as a wide receiver. At Washington, he was thrust into a bigger role last Saturday due to a slew of injuries to Husky receivers. He caught 4 passes, had a couple decent runs on end-arounds, and returned a couple of kicks. One Wolverine said it would be weird to see Jackson on the opposing sideline. Hill, who was matched up with Jackson regularly in practice, said it would be fun to get the chance to do so in a game setting. Michigan wide receiver A.J. Henning said of facing Jackson, "We look at it as a faceless opponent, so really not going to pay it too much mind. Off the field, there's a relationship there. On the field, it's different." Read those stories and more on MLive.com/Wolverines.